From KXCI Tucson, this is Research Matters. My name is Bridget Thumb, and we are here speaking with academic researchers from our region. And I'm happy to be joined in the studio today with physiology major, a junior at the University of Arizona, Taylor Massey. Tell us a little bit about what you're working on at the U of A.
I'm in Dr. Zillian Craig's lab, but I also worked with one of our collaborators, Dr. Estella Hadegi. We're working on a variety of things related to environmental exposures and how they affect reproductive health. One of the projects that I'm helping with is looking at how wood smoke exposure affects fertility and reproductive health in general. And we did two different doses. So we did something that kind of simulated a long-term exposure, like people who would live in an area with a lot of wildfires, and then a short-term exposure, which kind of mimics what firefighters are exposed to. And this is pretty preliminary, so we don't have official data that confirms anything yet. We're still kind of working on it.
How does one measure fertility?
For the male side, you look at seminiferous tubules, which is where sperm is produced. And if they don't look how they're supposed to, it's easy to assume that the sperm wouldn't be viable or as good in reproduction as a healthy one. And then for females, it's a similar idea where you look at the follicles, which is where the egg is developed, and you look for abnormalities in that.
Right. And so you're just kind of like judging them based on their appearance?
There's specific things that we look for, like pycnotic bodies is one thing
we look for. Wait, what? What's a pycnotic body?
Pycnotic bodies, they look a specific way. It's like a darker part of the follicle.
The pigment.
Pycnic. Pycnotic is
so P-I-C-K.
P-Y-K-N-O. When you see that, you know that that cell or that part of the ovary or testes is programmed for cell death and is going to die soon. So it's not viable compared to other ones. So that's one thing we look for.
Is there anything out in the world that's actually good for your reproductive system? What's the road to recovery look like?
I think most of it, at least what we're working on, especially the phthalates, is just to limit exposure. Like, there's phthalates in like plastic containers, so don't like put those in the microwave and then eat food out of them, and just do your best to not expose yourself to those things as often.
Yeah, so living in a cabin in the woods is still looking like a pretty good health option.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What do you think you're gonna do after, you know, the old graduation in a few years?
I'd like to go into med school. I'm interested in radiology or pediatrics as a specialty.
You'll figure it out when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
This is Research Matters from KXCI Tucson. Our guest today has been Taylor Massey, who is studying physiology at the University of Arizona. Thank you so much for joining us today, Taylor.
Thank you for having me.
Research Matters is produced in Tucson, Arizona at KXCI Community Radio, which is a listener-supported radio station. To hear more episodes, visit kxci.org. Thank you.